tomorrow's news today.
Crew coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas. Austin, broadcasting worldwide. All right, I just was on Steve Bannon. It was a very important interview. It just ended 3 minutes ago. So as soon as the crew can grab that, I want to air the last 10 minutes of it. Here's what I'm going to do again today. I'm going to open the phones up. And I've really prayed about the Trump situation. I've analyzed everything. And I know exactly what's going on. I know the truth. And President Trump is telling the truth. And I understand why he's enraged. I've also talked to sources. And I was so dumbstruck 12 days ago by that memo, and then knowing Trump was behind it, and then his response saying, shut this down, stop investigating, without any clarity, and then coming out Sunday, 7 days later, and saying, no, they've had the file, they filled it full of BS, Brennan, Clapper, Comey, of course, that's who controlled the file. And that totally makes sense and is true. That's their MO, that's all they do. But Trump has done a F minus. I mean, my God, it's worse than an F. I mean, it's like a zero on the Streisand affecting and not having clarity and flip-flopping back and forth. It's just been horrifying. But that said, I've had a lot of clarity last night and this morning. And I have some congressional reports out. They've now saved over 30,000 children in sex slavery and slave labor. You only hear about it here and there because under law they can't reveal, you know, 3-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 15-year-olds because they're juveniles. But when you see the raid on the big pot farm and now it's 14 kids, some as young as 8, working in slave labor and God knows what, you're able to learn about that little window because they attacked them with clubs and guns, shot at them and cinder blocks, smashing out their SUV windows, attempted murder. I mean, somebody starts running to my truck throwing cinder blocks at me, I'm going to shoot your ass. That's attempted murder. But they've been very restrained because they know the Democrats want blood, they want violence, they're trying to get ICE to respond with deadly force so they can then, oh my God, they killed us, civil war. I mean, that's in the Democrat civil war plan, Podesta plan from 2020, which they rebooted. But at the same time, cops are sitting there with cinder blocks bouncing off their heads. And then they don't shoot the people doing it. I mean, if it's on video, throwing cinder blocks from 50 feet above, bouncing off cops' helmets so hard, the helmet flies off and the cop collapses. Side issue. It's just, the point is that they are doing so much good dismantling the deep state and all the rest of it that I just find it impossible not to back Trump. I'm going to be very critical of him when he's doing wrong, but I just cannot throw the baby out with the bathwater. And that's where I stand, and that's where we're going to go, in my view. But we'll talk to you as well, see what you think. Stay with me.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. I used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, July 17th, 2025. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide. Remember, the legs, the blood, the guts, the bone, the sinew, the brain, the will, the amplification of this transmission hated by the deep state above all other broadcast is in your hands. You are the arbiters. You are the judges. You are the jury. You are the ambassadors. You are the emissaries. You carry the light in the dark of the night. You are the resistance. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the continuation of the great 1776 movement launched 249 years ago. You hold our destiny in your hands. You are not key to the fight. You are everything. And you will decide whether you're listening on talk radio or watching on X or Alex Jones or Infowars.com/show or on Rumble. You decide if you're going to share that link on your email text message. You decide whether you're going to share it word of mouth. You decide whether you see a clip you think is important that you're going to take and share. You decide. You are in command now. You must take your destiny in your hands. And you are the people that are doing it. It's you, the globalist hate. This is just a focal point. This is just an amplification channel. It's you, the globalist, despise and hate every cell in your body and right down to your soul. All right. I'm going to say this very clearly and very succinctly, then I'm going to unpack it. The American people want firings and indictments of the globalist deep state operatives. Now, we've already seen more of that than we've ever seen in modern history. And we've already seen on the big broad brush things with policy Trump's got, like the border and trade and pulling us out of the WHO and so much more. We've seen bold, dramatic, amazing, spectacular developments. And I have to balance that on the scales and then look at the bad stuff Trump's doing. And 9 times out of 10, when something evil is put in a bill and we expose it, it gets pulled and it wasn't Trump. And that's why they want this broadcast off the air and others like it, because they know as a populist movement, we are more powerful than all the corporate media combined. And we're now able to control the agenda. when they had the UN treaty legislation in the spending bill, when President Trump was just president-elect, pressure shot that down. A few weeks ago when the BBB, they had the majority votes to put in an AI dictatorship for 10 years above the law. It got shot down and voted down 99-1. Now they've got the Genius Act. It's got a central bank digital currency pathway in it that Trump says he opposes. We'll shoot that down. So the point is, we've got traction. We're winning. And populists are being elected everywhere. And they're getting shot, and they're getting imprisoned, and they're getting their elections overturned. But that's okay. That just enrages people more. And then even more hardcore populists win. Yeah, Bolsonaro's got to get stabbed. Fico had to get shot. It's a long way to the top if you want to defeat the New World Order. But we have the initiative. We've turned the tide because of God working through us. So I refuse to be a dimwit. I refuse to engage in one-dimensional and two-dimensional thinking. I could oppose bad things Trump's doing all day long and try to get him back on track, while at the same time supporting the overwhelmingly good things he's doing. So many people, and this is the way the corporate media does it, want to make it a black and white issue or a left or right issue, or you're either totally do whatever Trump says, or you're a traitor, or if you support anything Trump does, you're bad. And that's why stuff with Trump coming out over and over again the last week, don't question Epstein, or you're with the Democrats and you're an idiot and I'm done with you and we don't want you in our movement. People say, well, he didn't write that Truth Social post, and then he goes out in press conferences and says basically the exact same thing. That is horrible. But then out of the other side of his mouth, oh, they're going to appoint a special prosecutor, probably Ed Martin. Great, on the Epstein thing. And so my frustration is the handling of this. When Trump came out Sunday, 7 days in, and went, Comey, Brennan, and Clapper all had this file for decades. They filled it full of disinformation. It's another Russia hoax. Because Trump didn't know, yeah, we're going to release it. They go raid it. Democrats wouldn't turn it over, but they probably leaked on themselves. They get it. And there's a bunch of unsubstantiated crap in there. Guaranteed it'll be the five Jane Does that all turned out to be fake, saying Trump raped them and stuff. Turned out those were all fake. Remember that? It's guaranteed FBI files on that. That's what it is. And I've been thinking that the last 4 or 5 days, and I made some calls, and people go, how do you know this? We're not going to confirm that to you, but how the hell do you know that? So that's it. And it's not hard to know that. What did they try before? What did they do before? And you've got, you know, Trump in St. Petersburg or Moscow being peed on. Not true. Totally fake. Admitted fake. Created by Obama, Brennan, Clapper, Comey. And it goes on and on. Pure crap. I'm not going to give you an hour dissertation on how Trump, A, isn't into being peed on, and B, he is a total control freak, meaning he's in charge of himself and very deliberative. He would never go be compromised by a group of people. He's never been in the club. That's why they hated him. He did stuff on his own. So it's all lies. So the issue here, though, is the way Trump threw a fit and didn't articulate this properly gave our enemies an incredible tool, whereas the Democrats that never wanted any Epstein files released now suddenly want them released because they were in control of the file and would, it's not even obviously, of course they expunged all the stuff about them and then put a bunch of Steele dossier style innuendo and crapola in there. There were five different Jane Does that said Trump raped them when they're 14 here. Trump screwed them at Epstein's place there. And then it always came out that it wasn't even real people and it was Democrat law firms. And then you got E. Jean Carroll. That's all. I mean, just on and on and on and on and on and on. Long before they tried to implicate Trump and all this crap, I know a lot of people that know him, including Roger Stone. And I asked him about New York Times articles in the 90s. And I taught people that are very close to Trump. And I already knew Trump's proclivities. And Trump, actually, this is a big secret. About 15 years ago, he actually went and did operant conditioning training for a while. I don't know the details. To be able to shake people's hands. Because he's such a germaphobe neat freak. And you can look that up. It's come out before he was in political that, you know, he was a germaphobe. And I learned his proclivities. Let's just leave it from that, from a lot of people. And the type of women he likes and, you know, all of it and what he does. So I research people before I get behind them. And so, yes, it's absolute total crap. Yeah, Donald Trump's going to land in Moscow or St. Petersburg and go to a hotel and have women he doesn't even know piss on him. When Trump instructs his, you know, tells his wives and he's in a divorce, girlfriends, you got your side of the house, you got your bathroom, I don't want any, you know. I knew this before they ever said the piss thing. Trump doesn't like his wife or anybody to, you know, because you're married, your wife will sit down and take a piss in front of you. I'll piss in front of my wife. But Trump is so neat freak, he doesn't want to see his wife. That's like, I don't want to see you in the bathroom. And so they come out with he wants to be peed on. He's the complete opposite. He loves golden furniture and crisp golf courses and has his staff sit there and steam and vacuum his suit on the airplane while he's writing memos. The guy washes his hands like 50 times a day. But no, he's being pissed on. So it's just crazy. So, yeah, of course, the very people that did all that, and it's now all come out, declassified, Obama, Brennan, Clapper created it all, the fake dossier, the PP gate. And I got to say, I rarely miss an angle. And I didn't completely miss, but I dropped the ball. Let's just be completely honest. I kept saying, whatever is going to be in those files that's incriminating the deep state, they're going to get rid of them. They wouldn't really be keeping 14 terabytes of kids being raped by Jeffrey Epstein in New York. We know Comey controlled the file. We'll use it for blackmail. But and then when they got it all and said, oh, it's all there, I was like, that doesn't make sense. But of course they'd fill it with a bunch of child porn just as a red herring or a rabbit trail. And a bunch of other crap and original, you know, reports or innuendo FBI stuff from, you know, 2014, 15, when Trump was criticizing Obama. Remember all that? That's when they really started going after him. So they put NSA wiretaps on him. That's come out. You know, we broke that, by the way. Sheriff Joe Arpaio had the DEA give him their access to the NSA file, and Arpaio had getting it to Trump and his people, but nothing been done with it, so he came on my show. Remember that? What is that, like 2016? And Arpaio gave it to me because he said, well, you're in it. And they had a landline I never use. Never. I mean, I use it like on Coast to Coast AM. I haven't probably done a landline interview in a long time because, you know, the phones are now over Wi-Fi. It's better. Digital ones. And I mean, I'm reading this thing and I'm going, that's my landline. That's my old house line. That's my private office line I never use. All my phone numbers. NSA. Starting 2013, which we got the documents from Trump 5 months ago that they put a national security investigation on me, run out of the Boston office. That was ongoing until this year. So when I talk about this, these are just a few node points I've got. I've got thousands of them when I come to these conclusions. So these very people that did all of this to Trump and to me Well, why were they doing that? Because I was opposing Obama. I was opposing the globalists. So was Trump. And so 2013, they opened a criminal espionage investigation on me, but don't even say what government. Talk about Kafkaesque. You're on trial and don't know what for. And then 2013, they opened the NSA operation up on Trump and a bunch of other people. So, and the DEA thought this was a big enough problem that, you know, the former head of the DEA in Mexico, Arpaio, great guy, they gave it to him. So, yeah, when I came out in 2016 and said the NSA spying on Trump, the New York Times said, that's insane. Jones is crazy. Remember that in CNN? But they didn't, they just said Jones made it up. No, I didn't make it up. I got a classified NSA phone number database of total digital, you know, 24-hour digital wiretap. They don't put a recorder on the landline. You know, it's digital through the, you know, AT&T. So, yeah, I know a little bit about this because I was targeted by these guys. Because, I mean, who was big fighting the globalist in 2016? Who was, as they said in the news, infecting the Republican Party with anti-globalism conspiracies? Remember, globalism doesn't exist. Jones is insane. Trump's insane. No, Arpaio was being spied on. A few members of Congress that were exposing it were being spied on. Remember, it was a big scandal. Trump was being spied on, and not many others. I mean, I was given the people being spied on. Arpaio's people were very thorough. They blacked out the back ends of the phone numbers on the, but I didn't show all these other people's names on air, just the public figures. Well, they were basically all public figures. And so, yeah, I know a little bit about Crossfire Hurricane because I was being attacked before. We don't know the code name of that operation. But NSA, DEA whistleblowers thought enough of this being illegal to give it to us. So, yeah, I know about it. And I got it to Trump as well. And nothing was ever done with it. Roger Stone saw it and said, oh, my God, they've got all his private landlines at Mar-a-Lago, at Trump Tower, his office line, his bedroom line, his private apartment at Mar-a-Lago line. I had Roger on about it at the time. He goes, yeah, those are Trump's private numbers. Yeah. So I know a little bit about it. And we ought to dig up those documents. We posted them on InfoWars. But we get attacked so much, a huge thing like that just becomes like, yeah, okay, chop liver, it's, you know, big deal, grow up, you can take it, big boy. Well, yeah, I can take it because I expect all this to happen, taking these people on. So Trump is doing so much good on so many fronts under so much attack, and I understand exactly why he's so pissed off and knows they want to create a whole new giant fiasco with the garbage that they left in those files about Trump and people in his orbit as a time bomb, and it's a campaign deal, and then they get it, and it's a setup, and Trump sees red and is obviously overworked and just gets completely pissed off. It's then the horrible responses and the flip-flopping and the 180 and all of it. He must appoint a special counsel, which I broke first. He wants. I talked to folks that were there with Trump, and he said, no, he wants one. DOJ, I told you on Monday. And then on Tuesday, Solomon said, I met with the president, and he wants a special prosecutor. Yes. And the word is they're looking at Ed Martin. He's the best. Talk about tough and courage and smart. Known him 20-something years. So that is so important. And then I start seeing the reports to Congress because those are the actual data. And those are always a couple months behind. So as of 2 months ago, they found 30,000, that has actually rescued them. Not just when they said, oh, we found 87,000 where they are of the 300,000+ missing under Biden that they snuck in. So 2 months ago, it was 30,000. In the first few months, they rescued 10,000. I don't know what it is now, but it's exponential. 10,000 and then 30,000 2 months ago. We just now learned the reports in Congress on Tuesday. I just saw it today. 30,000. That's good with 5,000 agents. That's real good. And so I'm looking at that and I'm going, that is real action. And now you've got the DOJ and now you're meeting with HHS and you're like, why does that matter? Wouldn't it be ICE? No. ICE was told 4.5 years ago, you no longer can look for ID, anything. Everybody shreds their IDs on the other side, so you find them everywhere on the border. And then they just give them an envelope with a phone number that the coyotes give them. And then that's the human smuggler they send them to. And around 70% of the time, they're sent with basically no information where they're going. And we've had the whistleblowers on that are on the airplanes, delivering as young as 3-month-old babies to convicted human traffickers and pedophiles. And that's not just counting all of the pedophile arrests happening that are exponential. So I look at that, and I look at the 96% drop in smuggling across the border. They basically cut it off. I'm really blown away that it's that successful. Very impressive. I mean, these federal agents are not sitting around playing ping pong or eating donuts. And I'm told, and I've seen it from my sources, that they are just 18-hour days, maximum output, guzzling energy drinks, just operating on testosterone and adrenaline. And because Trump has told them through their bosses, you got quotas, you do it, or you're fired. You get massive arrests and massive kids saved. You get bonuses. You get promotions. You get overtime. You get everything. So, I mean, you watch these raids. I've seen them outside the office. Ran into one a few weeks ago. I mean, these feds are just running around like hunting dogs, just grabbing. This is what you're supposed to see going on. Real energy. So, I mean, I drove in the office like 2 weeks ago. I told the story. I didn't want to get out in the middle of it. And I mean, I'm talking 300 yards from the door to the office. They got a Fed vehicle, and then you got a state police. They're backing them up, and the Feds are wearing masks, and they're literally running back and forth, and they're packing like 6 people out of the back of this truck, King Cab truck, and they're illegal. You know, it looks like illegal alien males, and the feds, because I pulled over in the parking lot and watched them for about 5 minutes, were just running back and forth and just checking. It was like they were sped up or something. You know, like you watch those kung fu movies and they speed up the fighting. I was just like, good God, running around like piranhas. So I don't know what they're giving them. But so this is a change. The bad guys hate Trump. I will not apologize for going completely ape on him about this. Steve Bannon agreed today. Total disaster the way Trump handled all this. Just blood in the water. Give our enemies a giant present. And I'm going to attack Trump when he makes mistakes to protect him and our agenda. Because the globalists, if they get back in power and we don't dismantle them, they're going to put my ass in prison or worse. I mean, this is life and death for me. Steve Bannon said on the show with me a few weeks ago, he said, yeah, we're going to have to leave the country. They're going to put us in prison if we... I mean, this is life and death. I need Trump to succeed. That's why I flip out on him when he does stuff that's, you know, stupid. We got huge news on this. Just massive information today. So much. Your calls. This is going to be one hell of a transmission. I just got started. Please share the live feed of Real Alex Jones on X right now and the Rumble feed. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
He calls it down and it goes to his brain.
announcement, ladies and gentlemen. I am beyond excited about this. I've wanted this knife for a year. It's super high quality. They finally got the right supplier and a bunch of them. It's in a beautiful keepsake black box with my signature in silver lettering on the top. And when you go inside, this incredible combat battle dagger, limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger, a high-tech, super high-quality sheath with a high-tech clip under your belt or your pants. And it's got a special system where the knife doesn't come out when it's upside down. It takes a little pull to get it out. It is amazing. This is, in my opinion, the very best defense battle dagger you can get. It's an incredible price for $79.99 right now. This knife by itself in store sells for $100 every day, but we bought 5,000 of them, so got the price down really low. Wholesale, so we can pass that on to you, and the profit we make goes in to fund this operation. So you don't just get a great defensive system for yourself and your family, great in your car, great on your side, great in your purse, your glove compartment, also skin a buck with it, whatever you need. This is an amazing knife. You not only, though, get something to defend yourself, you defend the Republic in the information war by funding this operation. So get your limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger at thealexjonesstore.com right now, and it keeps this operation on the air. This isn't just a blade. It's a symbol of freedom. The limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger is forged by patriots ready to defend the Republic from the globalist agenda. Featuring a double-edged black-coated blade for unmatched durability and precision, this dagger is built to last. On one side is etched my signature, while the other side proudly bears 1776, a reminder that the spirit of revolution lives on stronger than ever. With its ergonomic non-slip grip designed ready for any mission, the dagger isn't just a tool, it's a statement. Whether you're adding it to your collection or keeping it close as a symbol of resistance and for defense, this blade is for those who know that the answer in 1984 is 1776. Get yours now. And then, we are announcing a limited sale, the Power Drive bundle of Power Plant and Methyl Drive, which goes incredibly good with Methylene Blue. And both of these give you incredible natural energy, clarity, and focus. But you mix them together with Methylene Blue, I will tell you, in Chase Geyser's observation himself, 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Did you hear what I just said? 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Get yours now, discounted massively, 50% off when you get them together. 50% off on the Power Drive Bundle for a limited time, 1 week, at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds this operation, 1776 worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, General Flynn has contacted us and gave us more information on this genius act that is a backdoor stealth implementation, a section of it is, for a central bank digital currency in America. And that's just as bad as the AI 10-year dictatorship. It's all basically the same thing. That's coming up. But Maureen Comey, that runs the pedophile cover-ups with limited hangout cases, just got her ass fired today. Her dad controlled the main Epstein file on record, going back to at least 2013. And then whenever lawsuits got filed, we're bringing out all this stuff on Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell and P. Diddy, they go in and indict him, but have a limited investigation and then put a bunch of error in there so later their convictions will be overturned. And everybody's been beating the drum. Why is Maureen Comey still at the FBI? Fear is the tool of a tyrant. Fired federal prosecutor Maureen Comey tells colleagues, "You're the tyrant, witch, and your father. Your father put me under national security investigation in 2013 and tapped all my phones. You're the threat to national security. The idea that I would work for a foreign government. The idea I would take money against my country, you scum. You hate America, filth. Burn in hell. You are the traitor. You are the enemy. Not me. I hate your guts. They have run all the lawfare and the attacks on my family and everything else. They've stalked me. They've attacked me and my crew. They tried to put me in prison and put Owen in prison. You are monsters. You are the tyrant. You are the plague. You are the enemy. You are the danger to our republic. Not me. You persecuted me and countless other patriots. And I pray to God you get your ass indicted and get a nice, fat-ass fair trial and your ugly, witch, hag ass thrown in prison for 50 years. I pray to God. And I don't want anybody to be violent to her or any Fauci or her dad or Brennan or Clapper or any of them. Only thing they can do to try to save their bacon is false flag themselves and play victim. You attack me. You attacked America. You attacked the truth. I mean, I can't even remember all the stuff they've done to us. It's insane. They have had intelligence agencies, private cutout intelligence agencies, attempted sex operatives, attempted setting me up with Russian money, so I went and exposed it to the FBI, told them their face with law firm letters and everything that I know they're behind it. And of course, they were. Oh, the Russians, we're Russians. We want to give you $3 million. And then it was someone sent by the former Obama Attorney General. And you don't think we know how to find out this stuff. You send a law firm that it turns out is the CIA to come to Trump Hotel and offer me a contract. And just, here's $3 million. And I went, I'm a loyal American. And I know why you're here. I know what you're doing. You think I'm this stupid? That's just one of the times. These passive-aggressive people, I mean, the idea that I would take money from a foreign government to betray my country, I get persecuted and attacked constantly for fighting for my country. I am not for sale. I already sold out to Jesus Christ. That's my boss. That's who I work for. And I love this country. I am an American. And their hoaxes that people like Donald Trump's anti-American and that Donald Trump works for the Russians or that Donald Trump gets pissed on or just all of it is so ridiculous. Donald Trump could have been the Democrat president. He didn't want to work for them. He wants to run the whole show, and now he pretty much does. He'll just run the first time and take the top slot right away. Yeah, he's not going to work for you. That's not his nature, and it's not mine either. You see, this country's about a meritocracy, and it's where I can be the captain of my ship, and people through free will can work with me and listen to me and support me and be part of what we do together. And if you don't like what I do and what I stand for, good, go do something else. It's called being an individual. And that's why when Trump comes out and says, you're not part of MAGA and we don't want you and you don't deserve to be part of this. Talking about me, I'm now confirmed mainly. And then later, well, I'm just disappointed in him. Alex, I'm disappointed in you. Well, I'm disappointed in you. And your real friends will tell you when you're doing something wrong, Mr. President. If you want a bunch of people to tell you what you want to hear and kiss your ass, you're in the wrong game. And he doesn't like that. He actually likes people challenging him. First thing Roger Stone ever told me was I talked to Trump, you know, off air. He was like, well, when he calls you, so he's running. Remember, he doesn't like sycophants. People kiss his ass. Tell him what you really think. And I went, well, don't worry, Roger, ever done that with you? He's like, no. Like, yeah. But imagine Trump sends him to go get the files. There's a bunch of made-up stuff about him in there and other people. And he went, oh, my God, they set us up. And then instead of coming out and just saying all that, he's like, drop it, shut it down. They're behind it. It's crap. Just trust me. But he didn't even say that for the first week. He just said, nothing ever happened. This is all BS. Move along. People go, well, that's the DOJ. That's not Trump. No, it was him. And I told you it was him. And it was him. He admits it was him. And now the Democrats are in full court press on this. We need a special prosecutor last month. And we need one of the highest integrity. And then the one FBI agent that got convicted and sent to prison in the whole Durham report, Russiagate thing, remember he falsified an email. Well, you just prosecute the FBI agents under Comey when Trump was attacking Obama that were starting to stick stuff in files and trying to look for dirt on Trump, and now they've shoved that in there. There's no proof. There's no real people. There's nothing. You just prosecute their ass. You lean into it. It's like when they planted child porn on us and they subpoena our emails and they get, you know, hundreds of thousands of unopened ones. And then they call them and go, we found child porn in email you turned over in Discovery. We want to meet with you and work this out. And I went, My lawyer's like, yeah, they said this could kind of come to a close now. It was time to come work for them. One of many offers, just in that case. And I said, no. And I went on air and went crazy. Why should I be intimidated that I was sent unopened emails that had hidden metadata, children being raped on it? We never opened it. Then they subpoena with all the keywords and then tell the world that I sent child porn to the Sandy Hook families. Bloomberg, AP Reuters, got nasty son of a bitch. I had people threaten to attack me at gas stations the week after that. You son of a bitch sending that to those families. I ought to. And I just sit there and stare at them and I go, you better turn around and get in your truck right now. What? So, I mean, it's just what goes on with these people. And then the FBI actually gave us a letter. We didn't even ask for it. Saying, no, Alex Jones and InfoWars are the victims of this. They are not sending child porn around. You sue me. We got 10 million emails in there. So we're not hiding anything. We never even deleted them going back years. 300 and something thousand have the dozens of keywords. And it's somebody attacking us and threatening us 2 days after we got sued in Connecticut. The emails had the child porn in it. And then hidden images and videos in the metadata that when they sued and got it, they scanned all of it and went and found that. It was very lucky they did that. I'm not saying they were involved planting it or anything. Certainly not. But remember Cheryl Atkinson, the big investigative journalist, still a huge one, Integrity? The feds felt so guilty about it that the good feds let them know, hey, they've been trying to plant child porn on your husband. That's their go-to. And so these very same people, these deep staters that ran all this, Comey, Brennan, all of them, that I've been specifically targeted by with Trump on record. You know, you go watch a movie like Enemy of the State with Will Smith and Gene Hackman. It's a great movie. And you're like, oh, my God, they're spying on him. It's so evil. But then it actually happens to you and the president. And everybody's like, yeah, well, it's no big deal. It's just how it is. See, this isn't a movie, folks. This is the real world. So I want Trump, and it's already happening. I said this last week. I said, you know, they really indict the globalist and keep saving the kids and all that and keep the border shut down. In the aggregate, it's, you know, thousands of times, 100,000 times bigger than Epstein's intelligence operation. If for whatever reason, then of the resources or it's old cases or whatever, I people aren't going to buy it, but I understand it. I understand the thinking. But for God's sakes, don't tell us that it never existed and these aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. Just please. You cannot say something worse to make everybody think you're guilty, Mr. President. And I know you're pissed off. Well, thank God you started telling us on Sunday, oh no, it's Brennan, it's Clapper, it's Comey, which did control the file on record. That's already known. And of course they would do something like that. I mean, I don't even think it's a question. Of course they did. So, special prosecutor needs to go through it all. They need to bring it out. And it's going to be FBI interviews 2013, 2014, when Obama's targeting Trump at first, with the original Jane Does. They knew he was going to run for president. They had his phones tapped. And they were trying to find something, and then they rolled those Jane Does out right before the election, but it turned out they weren't even real people. Remember all that? That's what's in there. Trump ought to come out and have a damn press conference about it and stay directly and say, we're going to indict your asses for this. And then indict them and then bring in all the FBI agents that raided all the Epstein facilities and took away all the hard drives and DVDs and say, where is that or we're going to indict you? Where'd you take that? Where'd you take that? Because that was the Democrats doing that. That was Comey, the big one, the daddy. And we now know from the documents from the CIA that indeed they ran it and went and paid Steele and gave it to the DNC. It wasn't Hillary. I mean, she was part of it, but it wasn't the DNC. They just pushed it. And Seth Rich knew about that. And you saw what happened to him. So I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. People say, well, this is paradoxical. You're really pissed off at Trump. But at the same time, you support him. Well, of course, it's like anything in this world. But at the end of the day, I want to play this clip because this is just an example of what I'm talking about. They now have the testimony and they now have the newest reports that are getting 2 months old. 30,000 children in sex slavery and in slave labor have been found and rescued. 87,000, again, 6 months ago, were identified where their last address was and who they were given to. And you ask, why are you having Robert F. Kennedy Jr. so much with Ed Martin there at the DOJ and his new 800-person, billion-dollar-funded task force of government weaponization? It's because HHS, under Biden, took control of the records of where the kids went, and the Border Patrol and ICE wasn't even allowed to know. That was covering up the trail. So now he's gone and given that database to Ed Martin. You can imagine what's going on. And that's why Congressman Clay Higgins, who's awesome and former law enforcement, is letting these NGOs know that's who you go after next. And then it goes right to the top. Mayorkas, get ready to be wearing orange jumpsuits. And I'm sorry, it's 35,000 rescued children, and that number's 2 months old. You're like, well, why isn't it new? Statistics take time. They're always a few months behind. So that is great, and I am so excited about it, and praise God. So we're seeing real action, and we got Maureen Comey fired by the DOJ overnight. We've got her already whining and calling Trump a tyrant. That is wonderful. You've got Kennedy purging the big government, corporate-run Pfizer, Eli Lilly, Johnson & Johnson boards, putting in patriots and real scientists. You've got them firing more people today that are globalist. We'll be getting to that. Maha shakeup, HHS Secretary RFK Jr. fires two top staffers and appoints new acting chief of staff. It's on. And then you get bad stuff like the DOJ. Oh, federal court, class action suit. FDA wants it out. HHS wants fluoride out. Well, we're appealing that. We want to keep it in. Well, we're going to find out who's behind that. We know it's the American Chemical Council that Bondi is connected to. And if that continues, I'm going to go ape. So I'll just call balls and strikes. But as the dust settles, I've really been able to think about this. And it's okay. I spent 4 hours on the Epstein thing yesterday and 3 hours there before. And we'll take calls. You can talk about it. But I'll cover every angle. But I'm going to limit it how much I cover it just to the basic facts that come out. Because we've got to look at everything else that's going on here. And that's why Trump is in general pissed off. I get it. He's got big fish to fry. Like saving the economy, the trade deal, stopping the wars, all of it. I get it. But if you don't indict and go after the deep state, which he supports, they're never going to go away. They're going to keep attacking and blocking. He just won the big victory over the Article III courts, trying to be dictators. I mean, you know, we have exciting stuff going on right now. And Chelsea Clinton and the Clintons and the Obamas and all of them sycophantically around Comey, they're losing their power by the minute. They're politically burning down in front of our faces. And that's a hallelujah moment. All right, let's go ahead and go to Congressman Higgins talking about the good news.
And according to my research, which will very soon be revealed next week, they've rescued so far 35,000 tender age kids. How you like that? Now, according to Ms. Hopper's research, which I find fascinating, everybody up here should, 70% of the documentation turned in by so-called sponsors, which were lined up by who? The NGOs. Through who? Primarily HHS. It was a pipeline, man. We fed a pipeline of tender age children into sex trafficking and slave labor into our country. We're finding these kids. We're tracking this fraudulent documents. You're right, Ms. Hopper. My research showed a little bit less, 65%. You said 70%. I'll go with 70. So be advised. Be advised, we are building out case files, criminal case files. We're interviewing these 35,000 kids, and we're finding out exactly what the hell happened, how they ended up in the nightmare where they were, and we're rescuing more. And there's nothing anybody can do about it. We're going to identify these children. We're locating these children. We're rescuing these children, and we're building out criminal files based upon the testimony of these young teenagers and the documentation of fraudulent vetting, and many of these NGO employees are going to find themselves wearing orange, be their new favorite color. Mr. Chairman, I appreciate the indulgement. I yield.
Remember, 3 years ago, the New York Times, just to cover its ass, did a couple big reports with thousands of children as young as nine, on average 14, in tire factories, cereal factories, grain processing factories, textile plants. And nothing against the North and places like Michigan and Illinois, but you notice you don't ever see this in the South. Just because there's still Christian values, and there's some of it, but not much. It's in like Illinois, it's in Michigan, It's in California, and you know, and they're raping these kids too, and they're not even going to school. They're sleeping on mats, and then it turns out that, you know, the cute little girls are getting told, "Hey, you can go do this," and they're being pimped out. I mean, this is this is the New York Times three years ago. I mean, this is holy mackerel moment. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and get into the Genius Act and the central bank digital currency Trojan horse that's so important. We shot down the AI takeover. We're going to shoot this down together. That's why they want the show off the air, because the power you have. We're going to go to break. Just remember, I am in an existential battle with the globalist. They are in federal and state court. They've appointed a receiver, Judge Guerra Gamble, the goblin judge that ran the fake trial. And they violated a whole bunch of rules and laws. We filed a bunch of stuff. It's just ongoing. It's an ongoing war. So I need support. Plus, the products are incredible. Now, we have a new combo deal with two new incredible products for 50% off, limited time, out of the gates at thealexjonesstore.com. You can get the new product, Power Plant, and Methyl Drive, both of these so good for you, energy, clarity, energy. You take them together, unbelievable. And it is the Power Drive Special, 50% off. But I got to tell you, this is so strong. It gives me so much energy. I only took it once. Chase described it as 10 times stronger than Turbo Force, and Turbo Force was ultra strong. You take it with Methylene Blue, it's designed for that. It's insane. So I would take it individually at first, see how you feel, and then take them together. But, I mean, we're putting out stuff so powerful. This is insane. Methyl Drive and Power Plant. Advanced adaptogen complex. And activate your cellular energy formulas. And these are incredible, documented, supercharging natural compounds. These don't give you energy like a stimulant. They give you energy by actually stimulating the cells and making them healthier. And it's like 30 minutes it hits. But the real effects, I'm told people have been taking it for a few weeks before it actually officially came in. We had samples. This has been in development for 6 months. This is unbelievably powerful. So get these products right now, part of this combo deal, 50% off. Also, we've already sold out of close to half of these. It's a fundraiser. This badass tactical dagger, stainless steel, 1776 on one side, Alex Jones' signature on the other, in the great collector case with my signature on it. These knives sell for $100 in stores, but we can give it to you for $78 because we bought so many. We got a big discount, so we have some profit there. Get this while you can. The limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger at thealexjonesstore.com. Stay with us.
Fox News alert, the Ayatollah's gone into hiding. He's believed to be holed up inside an underground bunker northeast of the Capitol. Iranian proxies, which have been severely degraded, are threatening to commit acts of terror against American troops and American ships in the region.
And sources are telling ABC News that President Trump has approved the attack plans for Iran that were presented to him.
And American businesses are now bracing for cyber attacks. The whole world's watching.
In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, "Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks." That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
What's your take on that? Because that people say, well, that's just the press secretary. No, that's Trump talking. Now it looks like he's given himself more breathing room, 2 weeks, when we were coming down to the deadline. And the last deadline passed, obviously, and within 24 hours, Israel struck.
What Trump is saying, I believe, in that message is, I don't want to embroil America in a war for the next decade plus.
And that's what he's been saying the last 48 hours, or really 24, is, I only want to do this if it doesn't turn into a long war. Now he's learning it will. And so sanity is prevailing. Wow, that's so important. People need to call and get a free consultation or go sign on the email. You guys are the best. You have the best prices selling it at wholesale. That's why you're top rated. Most other places are a scam. It's just true. Gold and silver is great, but not the way people sell numismatics and collectibles. It's a scam, folks. It goes from bad to worse. You're the place to go to. You can also roll over financial instruments. It's so easy, but people need to go to kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And folks really need to take action. Now, the best investment there is. All I'm going to do is steer you right, folks, because I treat you like I want to be treated on the supplements, on the products, on the sponsors, only the best. And that's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Call now for your free consultation.